I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. For today's Geo Quiz, we're looking for a good place to hide your money. G20 leaders said this week they want to shut down global tax havens. They asked the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, or OECD, to draw up a list of worst offenders. These are places where anyone from investors to criminals can hide their money from tax authorities in their home country. The OECD put four places on a blacklist of international tax havens. They are
Costa Rica, Philippines, Uruguay.
All right, hold it right there. That's Tom Cardamone of the Center for International Policy in Washington. And there's one more tax haven bandit on that list. It's a small island off the coast of Borneo and a federal territory of Malaysia. Who can name it? Anyone? What is the name of this fourth place, and have you ever heard of it?
Labuan. I have not heard of this, the Federal Territory of Malaysia.
So that is the answer to today's GeoQuiz, the Malaysian territory of Labuan. So now we know where these tax havens are. What are they, Tom? I mean, how do they function anyway, and how can their activities be restricted?
Tax havens, better known as secrecy jurisdictions, are places that are very low on financial regulation and very high on financial secrecy. The secrecy allows for fake foundations to be created, shell companies, secret trusts, whether you're a drug dealer or you're a corrupt government official or you're a corporation that is avoiding income taxes in another jurisdiction. You can hide money in these jurisdictions. The way to get at them, the way to create more transparency, is just the way the G20 attempted to do yesterday. In the G20 communique, it says the era of bank secrecy is over. There's still a lot more work that needs to be done on a global scale, but this is an excellent first step.
How much money are we talking about here that comes from illegal activities? How much comes from legitimate businesses?
It's difficult to say how much is from either of those categories. The latest estimate is there's about $11 trillion collectively in all these tax havens. Is some of that legal money? Of course. There is no law against having a bank account anywhere in the world. It is illegal to fail to report income on those accounts and to fail to pay taxes on that income. That's why rich individuals and corporations like to hide money there, is because it's so difficult to find out what they have in those bank accounts. A perfect example is Swiss bank UBS has admitted to tax fraud to the U.S. Justice Department and has agreed to pay a $780 million fine for facilitating tax evasion for American account holders. There are some 52,000 Americans that have bank accounts at this one bank, so it is just the tip of the iceberg of what goes on every day around the world as far as tax evasion goes.
What's to say that you shut these tax havens down, others aren't just going to crop up elsewhere?
I think that is certainly a problem. And there's already some indications that because of the bad publicity UBS and by connection Switzerland has been suffering the last several months, money is beginning to be pulled out of Switzerland and into other jurisdictions. That can certainly happen. What will prevent that from happening to a great extent is what the G20 did yesterday. They've put these jurisdictions on notice that the way the world has been working the last 40 years is over. And they have threatened uncooperative jurisdictions with sanctions to get them to play along with the other countries around the world.
And is this all part of sort of the blowback from the financial crisis we're facing? I'm wondering, why did the G20 decide to take on tax havens now?
The argument against these jurisdictions has been growing for some time. But the financial crisis is what has focused the minds of these 20 governments yesterday. They're getting to finally understand the pernicious effect that these jurisdictions have on the global economy. And this goes well beyond just rich individuals hiding money away from the tax man. Secrecy jurisdictions, tax havens, facilitate the movement of about $1 trillion a year out of poor countries. The source of that money, it could be government corruption or criminal activity or tax evasion by corporations. But the fact of the matter is, when so much money is coming out, the development aid that goes in isn't nearly as effective. There is no way countries that are getting foreign aid now can ever develop to the extent where they will no longer need that aid because of all the money coming out.
So do you think maybe poor nations will benefit the most from this effort?
If there can be more transparency put on activities that take place in these jurisdictions, certainly developing countries could benefit. And the money that will be held in those countries and not sent to the secrecy jurisdictions will certainly help those economies, yes.
All right. Tom Cardamone is Managing Director of the Global Financial Integrity Program at the Center for International Policy in Washington. Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Katie.